The alleged victim finished her testimony Wednesday, consenting that Mason did assault her. During the girl's testimony, she also said others tell her that she hugs people in her sleep and that this incident occurred completely in a half-asleep state for her. The next to testify was Ketchikan Police Officer Charles Johnson. Johnson talked to the daughter after the incident. He met the girl and her mother at the Women in Safe Homes or WISH shelter. He says the mother accused Mason of rape and he found the daughter upset, quote, verging on hysterical.
Really heavy crying, shortness of breath. I remember she was sitting on a couch and one of her legs just had this, like a jackhammer, just bouncing up and down really hard, really fast, not able to answer questions right away. Pretty distraught.
The defense questioned Officer Johnson as to why he didn't separate the mother and daughter immediately. Through this, the defense insinuated that because the mother made accusations against her husband in front of her daughter, who has developmental disabilities, it could have influenced what her daughter remembered about the incident. The girl also told the jury that she is easily affected by emotions of those around her. Others on the stand included Sergeant Carlos Rojas, who also met with the mother and daughter and documented the alleged crime scene, and Nurse Crystal Panino, who examined the daughter. Panino also collected any DNA evidence to send to the state crime lab. Final testimony for the day came from forensic scientist Jennifer Foster, who testified to finding Mason's DNA on the girl and the girl's DNA on Mason. It is likely that the DNA on Mason came from the act of rape, but there's also a chance that it came from excess skin cells transferred by other means. The defense claims that Mason initiated contact out of mistaken identity, thinking the girl was her mother after the girl climbed into bed with both the mother and stepfather that night. Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.